we don't set the standard for what masculinity is, but we do believe we have an opportunity to promote positive, attainable, inclusive, and healthy versions of what it means to be a man, right? So again, that's what we've sought out to achieve. That's what we came to the conclusion from having lots of conversations with men, reflecting on the types of men that are out there and the behaviors we want to celebrate.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you are listening to The Fix. It's a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Last month, Gillette, the razor company, released an ad campaign called We Believe, The Best Men Can Be. The advertisement calls out what it describes as toxic masculinity and encourages men to be the best version of themselves. To address the issues surrounding the campaign and understand the intent behind it, we'll be hearing from Damon Jones, who is the Vice President of Global Communications and Advocacy at Procter & Gamble, owners of the brand Gillette.
I think it is oversimplifying a complex matter. The whole message for me is totally disconnected to the brand Gillette. When I see the brand, I connect it with quality products, safety, and not at all with masculinity. And I just don't see the connection, I guess.
It didn't move me, but I thought it was interesting. It made me think a little bit more about my history and the way that I acted maybe as a youth, and how maybe that the younger generation might not repeat the same mistakes that I made. So I think questioning those things is always important.
I thought it was a great way to demean those who buy your products. I mean, it paints men as bullies, as wild, as violent, perverse, and not all of us are like that. And while I won't deny that these kinds of men exist in society, I just don't think painting the entire male population with broad strokes is the way to go about this.
The polarizing Gillette ad accumulated nearly 760,000 likes compared to the 1.3 million dislikes. The online backlash stems from claims that the advert is labeling all men and masculinity as bad. This is the challenge with polarizing terms like toxic masculinity. And here, Damon shares why they created the campaign and what outcome they were hoping to achieve with the ad.
Gillette's one of the largest male brands in the world, and we really wanted to use this platform that we have to advance a more modern, you know, positive vision of what it means for men to be at their best. We know we've had a lot of conversations with guys over the years that we've been in business, and sometimes we've not always held up to the highest standards of communication. And so as we reflected back on our own purpose, we recognized that, you know, we had a responsibility and an obligation to step up and improve the language and the expectation that we were setting for ourselves and for our guys. And so this ad was a way for us to do that. We really wanted to shine a light on some of the bad behaviors that were happening in society, but more importantly, shine a much more positive light on some of the good ones, because that's what we know most guys are really at. They're doing good things, but there are a few bad behaviors that we wanted to call out so that we're all holding ourselves to a higher standard, because we think that's, you know, better for guys, better for women, and better for society.
Procter & Gamble, owners of the brand, launched the advert as part of a wider campaign called We Believe, which revisits Gillette's tagline, "The best a man can get." Often brands take on social causes to sell more products, so I was particularly intrigued as to how Gillette is tackling this issue in their own organization. Here, Damon shares their journey.
You know, we did start, in fact, with ourselves, looking at our own actions, but importantly, we spent a lot of time talking to guys, as well as women, right? I mean, we recognize that it's a conversation in totality. When we, you know, look at doing any campaign, we look back at ourselves and we said, you know, we've stood for a long time the best a man can get. And really, when you reflect on the best a man can get, there's lots of positives in there. I mean, that's been a campaign that's existed for generations, but we also wanted to modernize it. So when we talk to guys, you know, we talk to them about just a lot of different topics, right? you know, the role of, you know, what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be masculine? What does that look like, both in a very traditional product context, but obviously in a broader societal context? And that process of just really understanding some of those insights, understanding what guys were saying to us, you know, really provided a little bit of the creative inspiration. And then through our partners, you know, with Gray Advertising, we bounced around, you know, a number of ideas and landed on, you know, really refreshing the core of who we were. But we had to look at ourselves and say, are we doing everything that would bring that intent to life from a brand purpose point of view? And that's where, you know, our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of America was born. We recognized that, you know, we need to put our words into action. So we're committing over the next 3 years to spend at least $3 million really fueling causes at the community level of programs and examples and organizations that are setting that high standard. And that's, again, an important part of the program, which is all, you know, more listed at, you know, thebestmencanbe.com.
One of the reasons the ad is so polarizing is because of the toxic masculinity label. Not all masculinity is bad or toxic, and neither is all femininity. These are merely gender stereotypical roles that society holds for men and women. Despite the backlash Gillette received, the intent was to reach all men.
Well, I mean, I think our message is universal, right? I mean, equality and standing up for, you know, and seeing the best of men, I wouldn't say is a male effort or a female effort. We all want, whether you're a mom or a dad or an aunt or uncle, we all want, you know, our boys of today to really grow up and be a strong generation of men. So the hopes that we have for the next generation are universal. But obviously, when you reflect back on, you know, the Me Too movement, which was, you know, part of the inspiration for this program, we knew that that would spark, you know, a strong emotional reaction. But I think, you know, the online commentary, the comments don't necessarily reflect the totality of how consumers are really reacting to this. We have had really strong and positive support from men. Obviously, we're grateful for all the support from women as well. But this is really an anthem, if you think, to what we all think we want for men. We've used the tagline, the best a man can get, for many years, right? And it's been an aspirational statement, you know, reflecting the standards that many men strive to achieve. But when you turn on the news today, it's easy to see examples of when men are not at their best, right? And in so many ways, men find themselves at a crossroads, caught between old historical definitions of what that meant in this new era of masculinity, right? So we want to free people up to express themselves and to say, you know, there are some things that were perhaps seen as traditionally masculine in the past that we wanted to have, again, a more modern day vision of, right? So it's really allowing men's space to define masculinity for themselves. We don't set the standard for what masculinity is, but we do believe we have an opportunity to promote positive, attainable, inclusive, and healthy versions of what it means to be a man, right? So again, that's what we've sought out to achieve. That's what we came to the conclusion from having lots of conversations with men, reflecting on the types of men that are out there and the behaviors we want to celebrate. So this is a journey, right? We're inviting guys along with us to strive to be better, to make us better, and to help each other be better.
There's a general movement in advertising to align with social causes as a way of branding a product. But Damon is adamant that this campaign is much bigger than that. It's about the values the organization wants to stand for and have its products associated with.
Successful brands today have to be relevant and engage consumers in topics that matter to them, right? It's not just about advertising product benefits. And this is especially true when it comes to younger consumers, who are a key demographic for us. Again, we know that guys desire to really, you know, be seen at their best, right? And so we wanted to highlight the example that they set for the next generation and really say, for us, we believe in the best of men, and we want to show that. And so, you know, again, you know, the best a man can be is much more about than just a video or an advertisement. It really speaks to a commitment to spark and to contribute to positive change, you know, through our voices in advertiser and, again, as our actions as a brand and as a company. But to go back to the business piece for just 1 second, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers say they have a more positive image of a consumer when it supports a social or environmental cause. And on the flip side, we know that 65% of millennials even find it unacceptable for a brand to be important on societal issues. So, you know, given all the talk that's in the news today, we wanted to be very bold and to take a stance and to really make sure that people knew what our values were and that, you know, we're going to put our values on display here. So that was really, you know, at the core of this, again, showing men at their best ensuring a much more positive vision of what it means for men to be at their best. And despite all of the debate that's out there about the ad, we believe that we can get people to pause and to reflect on who they are, to challenge themselves to be, you know, the best that they can be day in and day out, then that campaign will really have been a success for us.
Given the tremendous risks associated with this type of advertising, I asked Damon why he felt it was important to pursue this strategy.
P&G is one of the world's largest advertisers, and as such, we believe we have a responsibility not only to be a force for growth for our business, but also to be a force for good in society. We know that advertising influences how consumers see themselves and how consumers see each other, right? So by putting out positive messages in the world, we believe we can have a positive impact on society, whether that's on the subject of gender equality, whether it can be on racial equality, whether it can be on LGBTQ issues, or many different facets such as the environment, right? We want to set the standard to say that companies do have a positive role in society. We can influence it for the better, and we're not afraid to take that mantle up, but to ensure that we're doing it in a cautious and a responsible way, but in a way that's really born out of true consumer insights and with the desire to have a positive impact on society. Again, you know, P&G doesn't necessarily set the standard for what people should feel or how they should think. But if we can spark dialogue that brings people together, we believe that that dialogue can inspire, a deeper level of understanding, and that deeper level of understanding will eventually lead to more positive actions in society. And that's an outcome we hope to achieve.
Recently, the United Kingdom has put legislation in place to prevent gender stereotyping in advertising. Damon says that large organizations like Procter & Gamble need to hold themselves to a higher standard and set a positive example for other brands.
You know, if companies step up and do the right thing, there wouldn't be a need for government regulation. Consistently, perhaps that's not been the case everywhere. And so we're trying to do our part to make sure that we're setting an example. Again, we know as the world's largest advertiser, what we do gets seen not only by consumers, but by other advertisers. And so we're hoping that other people look at some of the examples that we set and they follow suit. You know, specifically on the topic of gender equality, we think when you do an ad that reflects women in a positive light, the reality of it is you're going to be better off for your company. So the commercial interests and the societal interests are really one and the same. You know, several years ago, we launched a program called Always Like a Girl. And over several years, we've actually been able to track how we've changed how consumers understand and respond to the phrase like a girl. A few years ago, people saw it as, you know, kind of a slight, but now people see it as a badge of honor. Absolutely, I'm doing this like a girl because I'm a girl boss, right? And so that's an example of how when companies understand the power of their advertising, understand the power of the messaging that they're putting out into society, that's an example of the constructive outcome that can come. So it's not our position to tell other folks what they could be doing, but we want to put ourselves up for people to look at our actions. And at the end of the day, that's what they'll judge us on. But we really want to set a positive example.
Even if men were angered or disappointed with the advert, there's really only one action that Gillette is asking men to take, which all men stand to benefit from.
How I look at it, you know, I've got three nephews, and I recognize that my nephews are always watching me. I need to act consistently how I would want my nephews to see me if they were watching me every hour of every day. Is the example that I'm setting the right example? Are the words that I use and the actions that I take things that I would want them to aspire to be, right? So it's really just the recognition that many young boys and young women, the future generations are watching us and they're taking our cues from us. So I challenge people just to take a minute and have that moment in the mirror. You know, for guys, it maybe is when you're shaving in the morning, but to have that moment in the mirror and recognize that people are watching you and to think, are my actions what I want them to be? You know, when people are watching me, am I saying, am I doing the things that really reflect me at my best? And if guys take a minute just to reflect on that, again, we think that will have a more positive impact on society.
Finally, here's Damon's message to men and women out there who haven't received the advert well.
If you look at comments online, you know, apparently a lot of heated debate. What we ask people to do is to watch the entire spot in its entirety and then take a minute to reflect and then withhold judgment on what you think it says until you watch the entire spot. Because there are some images that, you know, perhaps ruffle a little feathers because we do show guys not being at their best. But at the end, where this ad really makes a crescendo is in the positive examples that it sets at the end. We are saying, you know what? It's not okay to harass women. It's not okay to catcall. It's not okay to bully others, right? Those things are universal. So we want people to focus as much on the positive lessons that are at the end of their spot as much as they focus on perhaps some of the bad behavior that's at the beginning. So give the entire ad a shot and let us know what you think. Obviously, we respect everyone's opinion, but really take a minute just to look at the message and look at the message through the eyes of the future generation. We're not saying all guys are bad. We're not trying to misrepresent any one individual. What we're saying is let's, as a total collective group, have a little less bad behavior and more good behavior. That's the big message behind it.
I really enjoyed chatting with Damon about the intent behind the advert and the campaign. Even though I personally thought it had a powerful message, I can understand how some men may have been put off by the labeling. Regardless of the campaign and the advert, I really think that all men and women could follow the call to action and take time to reflect on how we're living the values we stand for. A simple daily check-in can go a really long way. On today's Fairy Godboss Insights, we're going to be talking about the simple things men can do to be allies to women at work. In previous episodes, we've highlighted the role that men play in our fight for gender equality. But advocating for women in the workplace can be a challenge for some men because they don't really know where to begin. So a few things men can start doing. First is simply calling out behavior that isn't inclusive. For example, when a woman is struggling to be heard, pause the conversation to ensure she is. The next thing men can do is to be visible at women's leadership events and bring other men on board. Men can invite fellow male employees to attend these women's conferences and events. And perhaps one of the most important things men can do is to do their homework. Ask all minorities at work about their beliefs and experiences to better understand how the workplace works for them. Thank you all for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't already, please sign up to my newsletter at michellepking.com/thefix. We share so many weekly insights, news, and ways you can champion equality. That's it for me today, and I hope you all have a fantastic week.